Looking at your screen, let me go over an important disclosure that we have. I think you guys already know this. You probably heard it a lot, especially recently. But the reality is trading involves a lot of risk, right? And for anyone that tells you that trading is easy, listen, it's not. I think you guys all know that already. So I'm not going to try to get you all hyped up. That's not what this is really about. This is about teaching you how to use something that can literally give you an edge in the market. But I want you to understand something. As you are trading, it does involve a very high degree of risk. And it's not easy. Not everyone's going to make money. In fact, some people that can hear my voice right now that are watching this are probably going to lose money in the market. And that's, it's not right, but just the reality of the situation. So knowing that in advance, please, please always trade with equity management in mind. Always protect your capital. If you're not sure what you're doing, go out and hire a professional, get a licensed advisor, or, just make sure that you're not out there gambling. Now I'm going to be going through some examples and I'm going to be showing you some actual testimonials, if you will, from our customers. I just want you to understand, though, these are not my opinions. These are what they told us. Your results are going to be very, very different than theirs, I'm certain. I mean, these may be atypical. Some of you may do better. Some of you may do worse. So again, just trade with equity management in mind. Now that I've gotten that out of the way, though, let me jump into what we're going to talk about, because here's my promise. I know I'm on a deadline here. I've got a time crunch. I'm going to spend about 50 minutes with you, and I'm going to talk about the power of artificial intelligence and how you can actually use this in your everyday trading. Now, it's going to surprise some of you, but here's the reality. You're using this AI right now. You just may not know it. So we're going to talk about that. And maybe you hear of things like that. You have thoughts like the Terminator or Skynet or something like that, and it kind of freaks you out. Listen, I get that, but we're going to address that because I firmly believe that if you understand what something is, you're no longer afraid of it. So my goal during our time together is not only to explain what AI is, but also show you how you can start applying this in your everyday trading to get better results. And one other important thing too, I'm not going to teach you a system. This is not some cute system or some way to trade. I'm going to be talking about a tool that gives you an edge. And then I'll let you be the judge to decide if you think this can actually help you or not. Now, before I do that though, I want to introduce you to the intelligence, if you will, behind the artificial intelligence. So I'm going to introduce you to two very, very important people. But before I do, I want to address one thing because this always comes up. When I do these educational events, and I also do live trainings, I do seminars, workshops, I get to travel the country doing this. Someone always pulls me aside and says, hey, this looks fantastic, but Eric, does it really work as well as you say it does? The answer is yes, guys. And I don't expect you to take my word for it, but I do want you to see what some of our customers are actually saying about the technology. Here's Chuck saying, Vantage Point has doubled my annual returns. Here's another one. I am seeing my win percentage increase drastically. Thanks, Vantage Point. This is my favorite, guys, for a couple different reasons, but this one comes in from TJ. He's actually a college student, so I'm not going to tell you how old he is or where he goes to school, but, and there, by the way, there are hundreds of these on our website at vantagepointsoftware.com. You can go and we have hundreds of different reviews from not only professionals, but also real live users, people just like you. But he's making between 14% to 17% a week. Now, I imagine he's probably trading options or futures, but just imagine what your account would look like if you could annualize that. So, I'm not saying you're going to do it, but TJ is. Here's another one from Scott that says, I can tell you I've had two different options trades. One yielded 1,400%, which I cashed out, and another one that's still over 500%. Now, as great as the money is, guys, that's not what this is all about for me. The thing that I love the most, and actually this is one of my favorite reviews right here because it's pretty heartfelt. Andrew wrote in and he told us, forget the money, what he said, and it's the last line. He said, I'm happy to add that using the software has been simple for me and I love it. But here's what got me. He said, I am certain I will be using this program for the rest of my life. Folks, those are strong words, very strong. Let me explain why they're giving us such, why they're screaming our name from the rooftops, if you will. Here's just a couple of examples of what's possible when you're using the power of AI. Now, here's the e-mini over a few months where you could have taken 15,000 and turned it into 35,000. Not bad. Here's another one trading gold, same time period, just a couple months where you could have taken 10,000, trading one contract on gold, turned 10,000 into 20,000. Or for you stock traders out there, for equity traders, how about making 122% profit in just a couple of trades? Now, if you look at your screen, pay attention for a second. This is important. Those blue arrows that are on the screen, I have two of them there. They're telling a story. And that story I'm going to unfold for you as we spend our time together. Here's another one for you options traders. Just imagine a couple of trades in something like Apple being able to make 500%. I mean, what would that do? I mean, how would that change what you guys are doing? That's really what we're going to be discussing. Let me introduce you to the gentlemen that have made this possible. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time here, but it's it is important. So I do want to spend some time. This is really the intelligence behind the artificial intelligence. And what you're seeing, the gentleman on the right-hand side, that is the founder of VantagePoint. I'm going to give him some credit because he deserves it. He is a best-selling author, and he is also the gentleman that founded our company 40 years ago. And I did say 40. We have a lot of longevity in our business. In fact, that's four decades. And over his four decades after he started the company, he has focused on one thing and one thing only, which is building software that helps empower traders just like you on a daily basis. We only have one product, folks, and it is VantagePoint. It's the artificial intelligence. Now, Lou learned about AI when he was a student at Carnegie Mellon. And for those of you that know anything about AI, depending on where you went to school, unless you went to MIT, you'll recognize that Carnegie Mellon is the birthplace of artificial intelligence. Now, if AI is new to you, it shouldn't be, and here's why. Lou released VantagePoint back in 1991, almost 3 decades ago. Now, a lot of you are saying, well, wait a second, AI hasn't been around that long. Well, yes, it has. In fact, if you do a Google search on him, or you go onto YouTube and you type in Louis B. Mendelson, you'll find footage of him where he's being interviewed on Bloomberg as well as CNBC back in the early 90s. And the newscasters the news personnel, they're always saying, hey, what makes you so successful as a trader? And he goes on live television and he says, well, I'm using artificial intelligence, deep machine learning, neural networks. And he's saying all these buzzwords that people had no idea what it even meant back then. Folks, that was in the early 90s. Think about that. So as you look at this picture, you can tell that, you know, he's getting a little older now. And he's since slowed down a little bit. He's turned the reins of the company over to his oldest son. And the gentleman on the left-hand side, that's Lane Mendelson. Lane is not only a financial analyst, but he's also an AI expert and a second-generation phenom. Now, that's a pretty big, bold statement I made there, but let me explain why I say it. Imagine if you took a guy like Steve Jobs, for example, may he rest in peace. If you took a guy like Steve Jobs, and what if Steve Jobs could give his oldest son all of his knowledge on design, about computers, about marketing, about just everything that Apple, everything that Apple represents. What if he could give that information to his son? And what if he could have groomed him and taught him? And then when he felt that the time was just right, what if he told his oldest son to run with Apple and let him steer the ship, if you will. Imagine how much more innovative, how much better the products would be. And that's really what's happened here, because that is exactly what Lou has done for Lane. Lane he's all over social media. You're going to find the guy all over the internet. He's all over the radio, the television stations. I have a video that I would normally play, but I think I'm having a sound issue. But bear with me for one moment, folks. I want to see if I can get this to work because it's actually worth our time. So give me just 1 second. Let me click on this and see if I can get this to work. And we'll try it. If it doesn't, I'll just move on. But hopefully it will. So we'll give it a try.
Lane Mendelson's company has developed a way to transform the lives of people.
Lane Mendelson, the president of VantagePoint Software.
Lane Mendelson.
Lane Mendelson.
Lane Mendelson, president of VantagePoint AI.
Joining me in the studio today is Lane Mendelson. And with me today, Lane Mendelson, the president of VantagePoint AI.
Your artificial intelligence software was able to predict the January market drop.
Your company forecasted that the tech stocks erased all the gains for the year.
What's the criteria you use at VantagePoint when you look at a stock?
We're doing a very advanced form of pattern recognition using artificial intelligence.
My company's been involved with artificial intelligence for 30 years. This is the future.
You're talking about thousands and thousands of data points being analyzed every single day. A human could not do this.
If you're not analyzing all of those other factors, you're not seeing the full picture.
Really gain an edge in today's global markets, you have to have a global approach.
VantagePoint Software的主席Len，那他和我们一起分享一下股票投资。
It's all about having the odds in your favor. Our focus is the technology.
In the last 10 years, we've spent over $10 million in research and development, developing the technology.
We actually have been forecasting the retail stocks to go up for about a week now.
A couple of days ago, we said tech stocks were going to start to go up, and look what today happened. I mean, the Dow had a tremendous day today.
Our philosophy is if we can't predict it with a very high degree of accuracy, why bother? There are so many other stocks that we can forecast with such a high degree of accuracy.
And one of the things that I like about you personally, Lane, is that you really are a family guy.
I think that it's most important that that you spend time with family, you teach values. My daughter knows all of our core values for our company, and the first one is integrity.
We're going to continue to refine, develop, and make this product so that everybody in the world who wants to have financial freedom can easily benefit from it.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for humoring me. I wasn't sure if the sound was going to come through, but I'm glad it did. Were you guys able to hear that okay? Someone would just give me a yes in the chat box. I'd appreciate it. Okay, wonderful. Perfect. Oh, and it's starting again. Okay. So why did I play that for you? Well, I played it for a couple of different reasons, because when it comes to artificial intelligence, here's the reality. There are so many people out there that are just now jumping on the bandwagon, and it's almost like stolen valor. It actually upsets me as an individual because they're using the buzzword to try to sell products and services, yet they're brand new to the space. And you're going to understand why I'm saying this is such a big deal in a moment, but let me explain first what AI is. And then I'm going to explain why longevity is so important. So the easiest way for me to explain what artificial intelligence is it's nothing more than algorithms, really. And I sound like I'm minimizing that, but I'm not. So it's an algorithm or a computer program that's modeled or created very similarly to the way a human mind interprets information. And obviously, the more information you feed an algorithm, the smarter it's going to become. And what will happen is by processing all that information, it's going to be able to make some assumptions. Now, as I explain this to people, I try to keep it very simple. And I try to teach, you know, I try to keep this on a level where I could explain it to a 15-year-old, if you will. So here's what I say. AI is like a baby when it's first born. When you first design the neural networks, before you start training them and really feeding them all the data, before they have any data, just like an infant, they don't know anything because they haven't experienced anything. But as an infant grows into a toddler, well, it's experienced life. It's had a lot of input, right? It knows what it likes, what it doesn't like. And then that toddler turns into a child and the child gets smarter. And for those of you that have kids, all of us, we understand this. The more we learn, the smarter we get. Here's something that's interesting, though, you know, not only about AI, but about human beings in general. Just because we're smart, just because we're intelligent, doesn't mean we're wise, right? You know, and the definition of wisdom is learning how not to repeat your mistakes over and over and over again. So you can be incredibly intelligent, but you're going to make mistakes. However, the older we get, the wiser we become, and we tend to not make those same mistakes. Now, how is that similar to AI? Very simple. The longer you allow AI to run, the more information you feed it, the deeper the data is, not only does it become smarter, but it learns from its mistakes. And that's what we're really talking about here. So when I said it upsets me that other people are jumping on the AI bandwagon, it's because they're using something that maybe they've been in the space for 2 or 3 years. You know, maybe they've back tested and they're guessing. But I got to tell you something. Louis Mendelssohn, a couple screens ago, he is the pioneer. He was quoted in the NASDAQ. Benzinga did an article on him. NASDAQ published it. They called him a legend on Wall Street because of his work with artificial intelligence and financial forecasting. Folks, he didn't jump on the bandwagon. He started it. Now, I don't like hype, and I'm sorry, I get real passionate about this, but as you can tell, I live, eat, and breathe AI. I love this stuff. So let me give you some education, show you how you can use it. But first, I have a question, and it's a valid question. We're all traders in the room. We're all smart guys and women. My question is, would you all, go to your chat box real quick, would you all agree that we live in a globally interconnected economy, a globally interconnected market, and that all of the markets are impacting one another, regardless of what it is? In other words, stocks are impacting stocks, currencies impact currencies, futures, commodities, even Bitcoin. All of it, to a certain extent, is interrelated, and they're all having an impact on one another. Would you guys agree with that? Type in the word yes if you agree. I want to make sure we're all on the same page. This is really, really important, guys. Yeah, stop what you're doing. Go to your keyboard for a second. Type in the word yes. And if you don't agree, that's fine too. I want to know that. Your feedback's actually important to me. And by the way, someone said that it's kind of funny on a side joke. I'm not going to mention it to him because he would get upset. Someone said it looked like Lou gave Lane his shirt too. I'm not sure what that meant, but it was just a funny joke. Okay, good. So we're all on the same page. And the reason I'm asking you that is I want to make sure that you really appreciate what I'm about to share with you. So here's the reality, guys. Now that we all agreed that we're in a globally interconnected economy and that stocks drive other stocks and futures drive futures and that everything is impacting one another, well, I want you to look at your screen for a moment. And the reason that was so important is because, you know, with today's technology, especially with 5G, these markets are so much more global than they ever were. This is not even the same market it was 15 years ago because information and a lot of it is being shared instantaneously. You know, these markets are no longer isolated. Let me give you an example of what I mean. Look at your screen for a moment. I'm going to throw a couple charts up real quick, and then we're going to get into the fun stuff, I promise. But bear with me. Let me lay the foundation. I just put up AMD and the E-mini NASDAQ. Now, on first glance, if you will, at first glance on visual inspection, you'll notice that these stocks or these charts look pretty similar. They have a parallel relationship with one another, and they generally tend to move in tandem. You know, you can see a nice linear progression on the chart. So the reason I'm showing you this is it's very clear that AMD is having an impact not only on the E-mini NASDAQ, NASDAQ, but the E-mini NASDAQ is having an impact on AMD. So if I'm going to trade either one of these instruments here or securities, well, I'm definitely going to look at what the other one's doing because I can see that there is a clear parallel relationship and that they're influencing one another. Now, not all relationships are going to be linear. Some are going to be non-linear. Some aren't even going to be parallel. You'll run into situations where some of them are a little more volatile. Let me give you an example of that. Look at this next screen right here. I just put on the financial sector ETF and Bank of America. Let me put a couple lines there so you can see. You'll notice that not only do they have a parallel relationship, but if you were to lay those two things on top of one another, the charts almost look identical. They're not, and don't get me wrong, they have some subtle differences, but for the most part, no one would deny it. There is clearly a relationship between them. Now, not all relationships out there are going to have parallel relationships. In fact, depending on the market, sometimes you're going to find inverse relationships where the markets tend to run in the opposite direction of one another. Here's an example of the S&P and gold. And gold has always been known as a safe haven. So usually when the S&P is doing well, and not 100% of the time, don't get me wrong, but for the most part, when the S&P is doing well, gold will suffer as a result. But when the S&P starts to crumble or falls apart, people usually flock to gold because they consider it a safe haven investment. So not all relationships are going to run in tandem with one another. They're not all going to be parallel. Some of them will have an inverse relationship. Now, why is this important? You got to be asking yourself that. I'm going to answer it. I've got friends in the industry still, and they'll say, you know what, Eric, I can follow, you know, 5 or 10 different things. I keep it loaded up on a spreadsheet. So I got an idea. If something happens with one thing, I know what to do with the other. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but how do you do that on a global basis? Because that's what we're really talking about here. We're talking about intermarket analysis. And what that means, guys, big fancy buzzword, but it means being able to study the relationship between connected markets. And I want you to think about this because if you're looking at whatever it is you're about to trade and then you try to go out and find all of these other markets that can influence or drive or impact it, how in the world to even go about that? I mean, it's humanly impossible. There's just too much out there to consume or to digest. I want you to think of it this way. Look at your screen. I just put a picture of an iceberg on the screen. And here's the way I explain this to people. When it comes to us trying to figure out what's driving and impacting what it is we're trading, we're usually only focused with the stuff that floats above the surface, the influences that we can see. But there's a big problem with that. You see, just like an iceberg, you know, 85% of an iceberg can't be seen. It lies beneath the waterline. So if you're only focused on the 15% of the stuff that you can see that's driving what it is you're trading, well, what about the other 85% that you're not aware of? And that's just the reality. And to prove my point, and this has happened to just about everyone on this call, I virtually guarantee it. How many times have you been in a trade? I'm going to use an equity to keep this simple. We'll use a stock so that we can incorporate earnings in. You're in a stock. Everything's going fine. They just release earnings. The earnings are fantastic. The product lineup is good. Yet without warning, for no reason whatsoever, the stock immediately reverses and starts to head in the opposite direction. And you stand there scratching your head going, what just happened? Well, see, the reality is what moved the stock in that direction, it wasn't what you were paying attention to. It wasn't what was on the surface. It was what was lying beneath the surface. And the reason you couldn't see it is it takes special tools. The same way ships rely on sonar to figure out what's beneath the surface is the same way we're relying on artificial intelligence to tell us what's truly driving and impacting something. And I'm going to give you an example. First thing I want to do though is I want to grab a drink of water. I've been talking for like 20, 25 minutes and I feel like an auctioneer. Give me just one sec, guys. Much better. Thank you. Thank you for that. So let me introduce you. Obviously, I want to introduce you to a tool that can fix these problems. So hold on just one moment. Someone's giving me, never mind. I'm getting a chat. Thanks for the compliment. I appreciate that. Someone had just said something. I'm not sure if it's good or bad, but anytime someone says anything to me, I always take it as a compliment. So let me introduce you to Vantage Point, guys, and bear with me for one moment. I got to make sure that I've got this working correctly. This is the screen I want to see. Okay. Can everyone see a chart on your screen now? Hopefully I did this correctly in this webinar. You should be looking at a chart and not the PowerPoint. Still seeing the iceberg. Okay. One moment. All right. We don't want to see the iceberg. So let me get Vantage Point up there.
Hey, Eric, can you hear me?
All right, guys. This is Vantage Point. Are you seeing a chart in front of you now? Okay, perfect. Let me give you a quick lay of the land. I'm going to run through this pretty quickly, but the first thing I want to do is I want to show you what the software is doing. So I have a stock on the screen. It doesn't really matter what I put in. The analysis is going to work out regardless. So I'm going to use a simple stock. I'm going to use Southwest Airlines. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and buy Southwest Airlines, but I want to show you the level of analysis that the software is doing because it is fascinating. So I'm going to pull up Southwest. And what I'm going to ask the software to do is I'm going to ask the software to look at Southwest Airlines, and then it's going to literally go out and it's going to do a global scan. It's literally going to analyze over 10,000 individual markets, and it's going to find what drives and impacts Southwest Airlines. Now, what it does is out of those 10,000 markets, I just drug it over to the screen right here. Hopefully you guys can see this. Hold on 1 minute, guys, because it didn't show this last time. I just want to make sure that you're seeing this. Are you guys seeing bubbles right now where I'm moving my mouse around and you can see everything changing colors? Good. Okay. So it's working. So what it's just done is it's looked at Southwest. It's looked at all of the historical data, and then it went on this global quest. It analyzed 10,000 markets. It's looking at a ton of data points. It's looking at the open, the high, the low, the close, the volume, even the open interest on the futures. And in some cases, it will go back historically and look at almost 3 decades worth of data. Now, that alone is impossible for you guys to do. Clearly, you understand that. But once it does that with those 10,000 markets, it's able to mathematically stack rank them in order of impact. And then it settles on the top 31 markets that it's proven mathematically and scientifically have the biggest impact on Southwest. Then what the software is doing is it's taking predictive data out of those driving and controlling markets, and it's putting them into some predictive technical indicators. I'm going to introduce them to you in just a moment. What you need to understand, though, is the predictive technical indicators, when you use them the way I'm about to teach you, you can see accuracy ratings up to 87.4%. Now, some of you are saying, too good to be true. I'm going to prove it to you in a moment. Folks, this isn't something that we just cooked up in the garage. I mean, we have 2 separate United States patents on it, but let me jump into the specifics here because I think this will really impress you. So let me show this as a list for a moment. Let me expand the screen. Okay. If you look on the screen, and hopefully you guys can see this, we're analyzing an airline stock. So it would just stand to reason to pay attention to something like Alaskan Air or American or Delta or JetBlue or Spirit. I mean, birds of a feather flock together. We all know that. I get that. Those are things that float above the surface that you'd probably look at now. But let me show you some things that are probably just beneath the surface that you may not think to look at. Like we got the S&P Transportation Spider. We have the Industrial Spider or the Dow Jones Transportation Average. You see, if you were thinking about trading Southwest, would you be looking at those? And even if you were, and I'm not saying you wouldn't, but what about things like light sweet crude or natural gas? I mean, after all, they have to put fuel in the planes. See, the software is analyzing that. It's even looking at this leveraged long crude ETN up here. But it doesn't stop there because it also has to consider how currencies are impacting it. So it's looking at things like the yen, the dollar. It's looking at the euro up here. It's even looking at interest rates. And that's the point, folks. We're not, as human beings, we don't have the mental capacity to do this type of analysis, but the AI can literally do it like that in a snap. It's literally that fast. You could take a room full of the latest, the late great Stephen Hawking's. What a brilliant mind that we lost. You could have a room filled with him. If they all got together, they still couldn't do what the AI is capable of doing. And that's the reality. It's because it's processing so much information. Now, here's where this gets interesting, guys. And I just want to point out one thing on the screen. The Children's Place. The Children's Place is an online retail clothing store. Now, my company flies me all across the United States. I do a lot of different events, speaking engagements, trade shows. And every single time I pull this up, it kind of dumbfounds people. They go, well, that's an online clothing store. What does that have to do with Southwest? And guys, I got to tell you, every time I'm on Southwest, I've never seen them offer me anything from this store. But here's the reality. Remember, the software is looking for the biggest impacts and it's stack ranking everything. This is having an impact. It's just that it may not have an impact directly on Southwest. Maybe it's impacting something else on this list. And that's the point. These are those things that are floating beneath the surface that you're not aware of. If you've ever had a stock reverse on you, it's because something like this went against you and you were unaware of it. That's just the reality. Now, some of you are on this webinar right now going, holy smokes, that's amazing. And what I need you to understand is for each market on here, the software is not just finding them. And feel free to take a screenshot, guys, if you will. I'd encourage you to. Go ahead and take a screenshot of it. But here's the question. How do you weight each one of these markets? How do you determine which weighting to apply? How do you determine the directional bias or impact that each of these markets are going to have? You see, that's what's impossible to do as a human being. You need to have modern computing power. You need to use artificial intelligence to do this. So what it's doing is, I go through the rest of this because we're going to jump into the indicators and I'm going to give you a great lesson on this. I want you to understand that that is the information that the AI is relying on. So with that said, and before you guys even ask, let me show you something real quick. I'm going to turn the artificial intelligence on in just a moment, but let me show you what the software is able to forecast for. So if you look on your screen, you'll see we have a futures icon, there's Forex, there's ETFs, US stocks, Canadian stocks, and cryptocurrencies. Vantage Point forecast for all of those asset classes. So before you guys even add, or before you even ask, yes, we can forecast for it. Now, here's the question though. As traders, which is what we all are, and you'll notice I've got some stocks up here we're going to analyze, but as traders, the question becomes, what should we be analyzing? Because that's really our challenge, right? I mean, what is it that we should analyze? I mean, that's hard to figure out. And that's why I want to jump back into the PowerPoint for just a moment, because I want to introduce you to the indicators. Let me change the screen share for just a moment. All right, so you should be looking back at the PowerPoint now. And I want to introduce you to what you're probably relying on now. And this is just a small sample. By no means is this an all-inclusive list, but I call them the usual suspects. Fibonacci, support resistance, trendline breakouts, candlestick formations, moving averages, Bollinger Bands. I could go on and on and on, guys. But here's the reality. Have you ever noticed that when we go to these indicators and we try to layer them on top of one another, right? Because we're trying to fix our timing and our direction to make as much money as possible. But have you ever noticed that sometimes when you start layering them all on top of one another, that you can end up looking like this guy? I'm going to call him Charles. That's not his name, but he looks like a Charles. You end up scratching your head because these indicators aren't in agreement with one another. And let me prove the point real quick. And I think this will go over very well. This is not Vantage Point, what I'm showing you. This was just taken off my brokerage platform. It's just a candlestick chart looking in the past on Cisco Systems. Let's do a survey real quick. How many of you think this is going to go up? How many think will it go down? How many think it'll go sideways over the next, I don't know, week or two? Just take a look at just the candlesticks, nothing else. We don't have any indicators on. Give me your feedback. Let's see what kind of gurus we got in the audience. We always have some. So as you guys are pondering that, because you're trying to figure out whether it's going to go up, down, or sideways, which is why we're all together, let me make it a little more interesting. What I want to do is I actually want to add some indicators onto it. Now, let me tell you what I put on the screen. I put on moving averages. I gave you guys Bollinger Bands, Fibonacci. By the way, Bollinger Bands, one of the most recent indicators released to the public, was released back in the 70s. Folks, you have more technology in your flat screen television than you do with the technical indicators that you're probably relying on. Here's the point I'm making. As you look on this screen, I've also got MACD, stochastics, volume, RSI. Doesn't it start to muddy the water? Because you're starting to notice that these indicators are not agreeing with one another. It actually gets confusing, doesn't it? You see, and that's the reality. If you can take away anything from the time that we're spending together, other than what the AI is capable of doing, I want you to take away this point, and it's a very, very powerful point. Now, don't boo me off the stage or kick me out of the room, guys. I don't want you to call me a quack job, but here's the reality. Traditional technical indicators, if you're not careful, can be very, very dangerous. And if you're not skilled at using them, they can cost you an awful lot of money. There's two reasons for this, and let me explain. I want to back up my point for a moment. The first point is very simple. All technical indicators are looking at past price action. We all know that. I don't need to explain that to you guys. It doesn't matter what the indicator is. It's all based on past price action, which means they're always going to lag behind the market. You guys know that. So if you have your indicators telling you it's time to buy or time to sell, you ever notice that by the time they give you that information, the stock or the market's already moved in that direction? That's called lag. Guys, that is a killer of profit. That's going to cause you to get into your trades late. And the problem there is usually the biggest surge is when the trend first reverses direction. But if your indicators aren't telling you that in time, what good are they? More importantly though, and a lot of people got blindsided by this market, and I'm going to prove to you in a minute how Vantage Point would have prevented that. But if you got caught in this market decline and you didn't see it coming, it's because by the time your indicators caught up, the damage was already done. So that's the first problem they have. But here's the bigger problem, and it's a very big problem. Every indicator on this screen is only looking at Cisco all by itself in complete and utter isolation. Folks, we all know that Cisco is it's constantly being driven and impacted and influenced by a host of other securities. Yet these indicators aren't looking at any of that. They're just looking at Cisco. See the problem there, guys? So let me introduce you to a better way. Let's bring the artificial intelligence in and see if I can show you guys a better way where you can actually eliminate all of these problems and start making money. So this is where you're going to want to pay attention, because I'm going to introduce you to some patented, predictive, proprietary indicators. These are only available at Vantage Point. You won't find these anywhere else in the world, guys. Now, they may look similar to some of the stuff that you're using, but what they're doing, I can guarantee you, is radically different. So the first thing I'm going to introduce you to is a predicted moving average. I said predicted, by the way. And And what I mean by that is we have three of them. We have a short, a medium, and a long term, and they're able to predict trend movement ahead of time, 1, 2, and 3 days in advance. Now, let me explain how we're able to do that. So I wanted to give you a quick education on what a moving average is. Look at your screen. I'm going to use a 10-day simple moving average just to keep it simple. A moving average is nothing more than a period of time. In this case, we use 10 days. We add it together. It gives us a big number. And then we divide it by a time period. So we're going to divide it by 10. That gives us a 10-day simple moving average. That's backwards looking. We already know that. And there's no real value there other than to see what the market has done. What we've done at Vantage Point is we've actually taken a moving average just like that. We've shaven off 1 to 3 days of the most current data. And what we've done is we've turned to those 31 other markets that we were able to mathematically and scientifically prove were driving and impacting the stock. And what we did is we basically pulled in forecasting data from those controlling markets and we put it on the front of the moving average. And then we weight it more heavily. And what that allows us to do is to look 1, 2, and 3 days into the future to tell us whether a trend is expected to move up or down. Now, how do you interpret it? And this is the fun part. Forget what's making it work. I need to explain how to use it. You can see the blue line on the screen right here on the left-hand side of the screen. That is the artificial intelligence. The artificial intelligence is looking forward. Depending on the setting, it'll look into the future 1, 2, or 3 days. Now, when the blue line crosses above the black line, that is the software indicating that a bullish trend is expected to take place. And when the blue line crosses beneath the black line, that is the software indicating that a bearish trend is expected to take place. We've made it even simpler than that though, guys. Bearish trends, the moment they start, the space between the lines turns red. Well, in that case, it looks peach. And in a bullish trend, the moment the space turns green, expect a bullish trend. So that's the first part. Now, just because we're able to identify a trend 1, 2, or 3 days in the future really doesn't mean anything unless we can figure out whether it will continue to move in that direction, right? I mean, think about it. 1 day doesn't make a trend, which is where the second indicator comes in. This is called the predicted neural index. Folks, what this is doing is a very simple, yet very, very powerful indicator. What it's doing is it's telling you whether to expect strength or weakness in the trend over the next 2 trading days. There's 2 different ways I can explain this. I'm going to keep it simple for right now. If it's green, expect strength over the next 2 days. And if it's red, expect weakness. Another way to look at it is if it turns green, expect higher typical prices over the next couple of days. And if it turns red, expect lower typical prices. Now we're going to use them in this order, but let me introduce you to the other indicators because there's a couple more. Predictive differences, where it says number 3 on the screen. Folks, how would you like to know what the anticipated or expected momentum should be over the next 1, 2, and 3 days? If you knew whether momentum was expected to increase or decrease with a very high degree of accuracy, do you think that'd help you gain an edge? I bet it would. So look at the screen. There's 3 lines. And what you're seeing is the teal colored line is a 1 day momentum indicator. The pink colored line, or the magenta as my wife would call it, that's a 2 day momentum indicator. And then the navy blue line, that is a 3 day momentum indicator. Now they're all working independently of one another. They're all being run on their own independent AI engine, if you will. They each have their own neural network that's controlling them. And the way to interpret them is when the lines are slanting up, expect increased momentum over that period of time. If the lines are slanting down, expect a decrease in momentum. Simple enough. Now, I'm going to put all these on the charts in a moment and we're going to have some fun, but let me introduce you to the final 2 indicators. Now, I say 2 indicators, although it looks like one. It's called the gray predictive candle. The reason I'm calling this 2 indicators is it's giving you the next day's predicted high and the next day's predicted low. Yet here's the thing, guys. It's giving it to you before it happens. So tonight at 6:30, actually just updated, at 6:30, it would have given us what to expect in the market for tomorrow. So for you day traders out there, imagine knowing what the anticipated range should be, knowing the high and low before it actually happened. Think you could make money with that? I'll bet you could. So what we're going to do is we're going to take this, we're going to apply it to the charts. We're going to apply the power of artificial intelligence and start doing some financial forecasting. And the difference here is we're going to start forecasting for trends, not following them, because that's all lagging indicators do, is they look backwards in time and they allow you to follow the trend and maybe you capture 50% of it. But how much better off would you be if you could anticipate those trends before they took place? That's what I'm going to show you how to do next. So let me jump back into Vantage Point. Okay, here we are back into Vantage Point. I'm going to turn the indicators on now and you'll notice, and guys, normally I ask for stocks. I have very limited time with you. So I've got to blow through these pretty quickly. So I've put up 4 different ones. And by the way, some of you are going to say, well, yeah, those are just hand selected. Listen, guys, we'll show you anything you want. And for those of you that want to see a free market forecast or you want to see a live demonstration, if you go to your chat box, you can type in and you want to direct it to Daniel S. Just type in to Daniel S, put your phone number in and your name, and we'll have one of our software software experts reach out to you the moment I'm done. They can give you a live forecast if you'd like, and they can prove to you, not only does this work as well as I'm showing it, but it works on what you're trading. So let me go ahead and turn on the indicators real quick. I want to teach you how to use what we just went over, and then we're going to look at some other stuff. So bear with me for one moment. All right, guys. So here's what we're going to be focused on. The first thing is we want to look for the blue predicted moving average. Is it crossing above or beneath the black line? Well, you'll notice on the left-hand side of the chart, it's just made a fresh crossover to the upside. That's step number one. The next thing we need to do is we need to confirm it with the neural index. And you'll notice that the neural index is green. Now, I know I just mentioned it, but I'll remind you that what that's doing is that's telling us to expect strength or higher prices over the next couple of days. So that's confirming that the trend should continue to move in that direction. But we don't want to get into a trend that's just going to kind of meander and maybe go sideways or consolidate. We want to make sure it's going to keep going in that direction. And that's where the momentum comes into play. Now I'm going to draw your attention down to the lower portion of the screen right down here. And you can see that we have these lines and they're all slanting up, indicating increased momentum over the next 1, 2, and 3 day period. Why is that important? Well, look, if we had the ability to get into the stock, and I'm just giving a general example here, but if we got in even right here and we rode this all the way up, we could remain in this with a very high degree of confidence until the reverse took place. And that's what I'm going to talk about right now. So let me put a line up there. Now you'll notice that the blue line has just made a fresh crossover to the downside and the neural index has just turned red. So we know the trend's about to reverse and go down. We also know that it's expected to continue to go down over the next couple of days. And then when we look at our differences on the bottom, you can see how they're all slanting down, telling us to expect a decrease in momentum. In other words, this thing's about to fall. And we could remain in the trade. Let's say we decided to take a short position or trade options. I don't know how many of you guys are options traders, but I'm sure there's quite a few of you. And let's say we just remained in the trade. Look at what you're capable of doing with technology like this. Let me just get the two examples up here and then we'll look at a couple of other things. So you'll see on the very here, I'll put this one on the short side and this one on the long side. Folks, I want to keep this simple. I'll use a $10,000 investment. No pie in the sky, no hype. Let's say you put $10,000 into this stock and you're able to ride it for the duration of the trend by using the power of the AI, knowing when to stay in, when not to. You could have made in 53 trading days, 124% on your money. Guys, on $10,000, that's a $12,400 profit. Go out and buy your wife a new engagement ring with that money. Look on the way down, you know, and this is what happens to so many people. They'll figure out when to get in, but by the time their indicators tell them it's time to sell, it's too late. They've already given their money back. Look at what the market did. It gave back everything it gained. And what's ironic here is you'll notice that on the way up, you made 36 points, but if you didn't know when to get out, you gave back 37 points. Folks, if that's happening to you, it doesn't need to. And that's the point behind this. You know, you stop trading based on what you think and feel. Start trading based on what you can see and verify. Now, let me get into the other indicator and then we'll look at some other examples for you day traders out there. This gray candle right here, that's giving you the next day's anticipated high and the anticipated low. Folks, let me show you just how accurate it is. There's a feature in the software, and don't worry, we'll teach you how to use it. It's very intuitive. It's very simple to use, but I'm changing something real quick. And let me tell you what I'm putting on the screen. Let me hit my F5 key real quick. All right. You're going to see two different lines appear on the screen. And what these lines represent, there's a red line and a black line. At no point do they cross one another, because what it's showing you historically is where the top of that gray candle was and where the bottom was. Now, I want to give you a very, very simple rule. So I need to grab a drawing tool real quick. And this will work nicely. Okay. So here's the rule we're going to apply, guys. In an upward market, we're only going to focus on the bottom end of that candle. Why? Because if we're long something, the lower end is where we're going to think about placing our stops. So in a rising market, we focus on the lower end. In a declining market, when it's falling, we're going to focus, at least from a risk propensity standpoint or stop losses, we'll consider placing our stops right outside of the top. Now, watch something that's very interesting, guys. And I'm very transparent here. Follow the black line and count how many times that the market actually breaches it. And it does a couple of times. I see one here. I see one here. And I see one here. And maybe one here. Okay. And then, well, this one, it's coming down now. Four periods out of that entire time, and it didn't really breach it by very much. Now follow it on the way down. Folks, if this isn't showing you, nothing will. Look at this. You can see how it breaches here a little bit, and then maybe here, and right here, and I'll even give it here. But notice how well the forecast was able to contain the actual price action. And again, this bar is given to us every night at 6:30 p.m. the day before. Just imagine what you could do from a trading standpoint if you had information like that. Now, let me give you a couple more examples because I'm running out of time. I'm also going to tell you how to get your hands on the technology. So I'll go through these kind of quickly, but the first thing I'm going to go to is the Dow. Guys, for those of you that say, hey, well, did it predict the drop? Yes, it did. Look right here, guys. Follow the rules I just gave you. The blue line has made a fresh crossover to the downside. The neural index is red. The differences are all pointing pointing down and look at what happened to the market. And at no point in time, even during this little sucker's rally right here, you can see right here where everything started to rally back up, the software wasn't confused because that blue line never crossed. It never gave you an indication that the trend was about to reverse. In fact, it did the opposite. It continued to go down. Now, recently, we had a fresh crossover right here on 325. 325, we got the crossover. You can see the blue line's above, the index is green, the differences are pointing up. And as a result, the market rallied. Now, you guys can write this down. I'm going to encourage you to. I am clicking on today's candle. We had this yesterday. Oh, actually, that is for tomorrow. That's tomorrow's forecast. So guys, let me go backwards. What I was going to tell you is this gray candle was actually telling us yesterday what to expect out of today's date. And the reality is the software nailed it. We were within, I want to say, 20 points off of the low or the high. And that entire wild ride you saw, this entire range, Vantage Point forecasted for it. Okay, let me show you a currency pair and then I'll show you one more stock and then I'll tell you how you can get your hands on the technology. For those of you that trade Forex, if you don't, it doesn't matter. And the nice part about Vantage Point is it does not matter what asset class or market you trade, the technology is the same. The way you're going to interpret the indicators does not change. Folks, pay attention to the crosses. The blue line crosses up, the neural index turns green, the predictive differences move up, and then all of a sudden, the market's off to the races. Here, the blue line crosses down beneath, the neural index turns red, the differences are pointing down, and the market collapses. You can see it happen again right here. The blue line crosses up, the neural index is green, the predictive differences are pointing up. Folks, look at this. For anyone that trades this, this is my gift to you. If you trade the euro dollar, be careful, especially if you're long, and here's why I say this. What just happened? Well, the blue line has just made a cross to the downside, indicating a bearish trend is expected. The neural index has turned red, and my 1 and my 2 day indicator are also telling me to expect a decrease in momentum, which means this thing is expected to move down. Here's the final one, guys. I want to show Boeing because it's in the news all the time. Look at Boeing. Boeing fell apart right here. Can you see it? The blue line has just made a fresh cross to the downside. The neural index is red. The differences are pointing down. Are you guys seeing that? Now, look at this. The thing falls the entire time. We never get suckered back into this trade, but right here, the blue line made a fresh cross over to the upside. The neural index turned green and the differences are up. Why is this so accurate? You got to be asking yourself. Well, here it is, guys. These indicators are based on the neural networks. Each indicator is being driven on its own artificial intelligence engine, if you will. They're all various different algorithms based on their own neural nets. And when they're all looking at this information and they're all agreeing at the exact same time, it is highly unlikely they're all going to be wrong together. And that's kind of the point. So for those of you that have an interest or you want to learn more about Vantage Point, as I said, just go to your chat box and then you want to send your phone number and your name to Daniel S. That's Daniel space S. Send your phone number to him. No one else will be able to see it. And he'll have one of our software experts reach out to you the moment I'm done. And I'm going to wrap up with you in just one moment. But I have an offer that I put together for you guys that I think you're really going to appreciate for those of you that actually want to use the technology. And remember, for those of you that think it's confusing, it's not. What we're looking for is we're just looking for total confirmation. It's wash, rinse, and repeat. Now, I want to share just two stories with you, and then I'm going to get right to the price point. Billy T, I love what this guy says, not for the amount of money that he's making. Obviously, he's doing well, or I wouldn't show it to you. But here's what I want to show you. He says, you will be successful and make money. My advice to traders would be to buy Vantage Point. And then what he says is important. He says, don't get too greedy or anxious. Wait until Vantage Point indicates a good buy or sell. What does he mean by that, guys? What he's saying is when all of the indicators are agreeing, that's when you should look at taking a trade. And if they're not all in agreement, don't take the trade. It's really that simple. Why risk your money if you don't have to? So here's what I put together for everyone on the webinar. I'm going to give anyone that wants access to this, I'm going to give you access to all of the indicators within Vantage Point for an entire year on a 1 year subscription. Now, for the first 3 weeks, I'm going to give you all access to every single market that we forecast for. Now, folks, if you're a professional and you need the entire software program, understand that the retail price is a little over $50,000. So for everyone on this, for the webinar, I'm going to give you access to everything. However, after 3 weeks, after you get to play with it and start making money with it, I'm going to ask you to settle down on either one market of your choosing. So if you trade futures, maybe you're trading, the SPY or gold or crude oil. Maybe you trade ETFs. You choose one ETF sector, or maybe you trade stocks. I'd recommend the technology sector. And you'll have those forecasts for the entire year. I'm also going to give you a quick start user's guide. This is going to get you up and running, everything that you need very, very quickly so that you can be successful with the software. And get this, I'm even going to include Vantage Point University, which includes over 20 on-demand videos. You can learn these from the comfort of your own home. Look, we're in a different day and age now. I mean, we're all stuck at home. Use the time wisely, beef up on your trading skills and get a tool that will give you an edge. And then finally, I'm going to give you a software coach for 6 months. They will walk you through and navigate you through the software to teach you how to be an expert. Why? Because, and again, I'm showing you something, you may not do what Sam did. That's just the reality. I mean, Sam knocked the cover off the ball, but in 6 months, he tripled his account. Am I saying you're going to do that? No. I don't even know if you're going to use it. But I will say, Sam had tried other things in the past that did not work. In fact, he spent $15,000 on a competitor's program and it didn't work. So when he came on with us, he was a little skeptical. But guys, look at what he did over a 6 month period. Now, I want to take you back to this chart for a moment. Forget all the previous analysis that we did. I want to show this to you through the lens of Vantage Point. Look at what's happening here. The blue line, fresh cross, the neural index just turned red. The predictive differences are going down. Now, guys, whether you come on board with us or not is irrelevant, but to make sure that I didn't go too quickly and that at least I explained how to interpret the software, everyone go to your chat box. Just tell me, according to the artificial intelligence, what is this stock expected to do now? Because now I've eliminated, I've taken the blinders off. I mean, there's no guesswork here. What is this expected to do? Just humor me. Go to your chat box and tell me, is this stock about to move up, down, or sideways? Drop, drop, drop. Keep them coming in. That's exactly right. Down, 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 down. Yeah. Okay, good. So I did my job. Everyone sees where this is going. Here's the reality, guys. If you're still struggling with your trading and you're really wanting an edge, put your phone number in. Put your phone number into the chat box. You can send it directly to Daniel S. I'm also going to have him put a link into this so that you can purchase it online if you want. By the way, look at the chart. It should come as no surprise that this stock indeed did go down. So what's the price? Some of you are asking. Let me get to that. So ignore the pricing on the screen, guys. I have a very, very special price for you guys. I'm just showing you the retail price. What our normal customers pay is $2,900 for one sector. And then to have access to Vantage Point University, that's normally almost $1,000. Plus the Quick Start User's Guide and Resources valued at $495. And the coaching, let's not forget about the coaching. Guys, if you were to purchase that separately, it'd be $1,295. What I've just shown you is a $5,685 package. I'm not going to charge you that. If you want to use the technology, I will give everyone on this webinar the ability to use Vantage Point for 1 year. You'll get everything that I just covered for only $997. You get to save $4,600 immediately. Folks, if you're worried about us forecasting for your market, we probably do already. Put your phone number in, send it to Daniel S. You can just give him a private chat and he'll have one of our software experts reach out to you. If you just have some questions or you want to explore this a little further, put your phone number in. It's not obligating you to anything. Now, some of you have seen this and said, wait a second, I want it. And some of you may not want a subscription. Maybe you want to do a lifetime license. That's fine. If you want a lifetime license, type in the word lifetime, and I'm going to give everyone a 30% discount. Anyone that wants to do lifetime, I'll give you 30% off just for being on the webinar. All you have to do is send a message to Daniel, a private message, and put lifetime. Now, a question I always get, and I'm just about done. I apologize. One question I always get is, hey, are there any hidden costs? No, there aren't, but there is one additional investment that you need to make. However, it's not even something we charge for. You need a data subscription. Remember, what this is doing is it's looking at what it is you're about to take a trade on, and it's comparing it to 10,000 other markets looking for those patterns and relationships, and it needs that global market data. It has to be formatted and pumped into the software. So we've contracted with a company called Traders Only. They're very reasonable, guys. They only charge $35 a month, and they let you pay it monthly. They don't even make you pay it all up front. It's only $35 a month. That's all you need. So if you want to get your hands on the technology, please go ahead and put in your phone number with your name. Send it to Daniel S. And as I said, he's also going to put a link in the description. If you want to learn more about our technology, go to vantagepointsoftware.com. Again, that is vantagepointsoftware.com. There's tons of information. Last point is, if you guys are technically challenged, and I'm sure you're not, but we have some older customers and, you know, software intimidates them. If you type in the word fast action and send Daniel S. a chat and that says fast action, what I'll do, and I normally charge for this, I'll have someone from my team do a remote installation. They'll do some system performance enhancements to your computer. They'll even do an individualized walkthrough to teach you how to use the software and then introduce you to your software coach. That's something I normally charge $295 for. If you struggle with installs and stuff like that, don't worry. All you have to do is type in the word fast action. I'll give it to you absolutely free. Okay, so at this point, normally, depends on what... Okay, hold on 1 second. So you guys are asking for our phone number. So bear with me. Let me get my 800 line. I need to give me 1 second and let me bring up a browser. I should know that off the top of my head, but I don't because I only know my number and you're not going to be calling me. So bear with me for a moment. So grab your pens, guys. Let me give you a phone number so that you can contact us at, okay? All right. Bear with me for 1 second. Let me get down there. And by the way, you can also go to our website and request a free demonstration, or you can just put your phone number in and we'll be happy to give you a free demonstration. We can even do one tonight for you. So I'm going to give you our 800 number. Our 800 number is 1-800-732-5407. Again, 1-800-732-5407. 1-800-732-5407. So for those of you that are ready to get started with the technology, go ahead and put your phone number in. I'll have someone reach out to you literally the moment I'm done. For those of you that are just kind of kicking the idea around and you're like, oh, I'm really not sure, maybe you have some questions. Guys, it doesn't hurt to talk to one of my software experts. They're not going to twist your arm. I promise you, they're not going to pressure you into anything. But the reality is, if you're losing money in this market or you're still relying on lagging indicators that aren't working, you owe it to yourself to at least explore this, because artificial intelligence isn't going away, okay? It's just not going away. And the reality is, again, with the technical indicators that you're relying on, you have more technology. If you're wearing an Apple Watch, you have more technology in your watch than you do with what you're relying on to protect and preserve and make money, you know, with what you've worked so hard for your entire life. That just doesn't make sense. There is a better way, guys. Look, 20 years ago, you wouldn't have thought cars could drive themselves. You can go out, for those Tesla owners out there, you already know there's a summons feature on your car. You hit the button, the car comes to you. That's AI. Imagine what it can do for your trading. So I'm going to go ahead and get off now. I've run over my allotted time, I believe. I think I'm right at the button. Let me leave you with one thought, guys. And again, you can buy this online for $9.97. If you guys want a lifetime license, you want a discount, 30% off. Guys, that saves you thousands of dollars, thousands. And if you just have questions or you want to see if it'll work for whatever it is you're trading, I promise you, our staff will be happy to do a one-on-one that you can do a join me meeting with them. They'll pull it right up in front of you and they will prove that it works to you. This is what you're looking for. If you're struggling and you're looking for a solution, we have it. Let me leave you with one last thought. I'm a firm believer that there's a difference between, knowledge. You know, you hear the expression, knowledge is power. I don't buy that. I think right now people are doing a lot of webinars, but that phrase should be applied knowledge is power. You need to go out and apply what you're learning. So really the way I see it is you have three options. You can do absolutely nothing. You can forget that I even exposed you to this technology, and that's fine. And some of you will, and I understand that. Just forget you ever saw it. You'll probably be better off for it instead of kicking yourself later. The other option is to go out and do the intermarket analysis, because the reality is these relationships do exist. Now, will it take you a lot longer? Yes. Will you be able to find all the opportunities? Of course not. But will you be able to find some? Yeah. I gave you a couple on this webinar. So that's your second option. The third option is to have technology like this at your fingertips, where you don't have to sit there and try to grind and find these hidden patterns and relationships, which, by the way, are changing all the time. Let the software do its job. Leverage modern computing power. Leverage the artificial intelligence and leverage the ability to trend forecast instead of trend follow. If you do that, I think you'd be very, very happy. So my final thought here, guys, for those of you that have already sent your information to Daniel, thank you very much. We look forward to bringing you on as customers and look forward to hearing about your success stories. For those of you that are still on the fence, you have the website and the phone number. I'll leave you with one thought. What if I'm right? And I am, by the way, but let me chop that in half. What if I'm only half right? Does this help you? Because if it does, then the only question you really need to ask yourself is, well, can I see myself using this? And guys, if you looked at Cisco, every one of you said it was going to go down after looking at VantagePoint. The answer is clear. Obviously, you're going to use it. So now it just becomes a question of, can I afford it? Well, folks, this is not an expense. This is an investment. I would tell you, you can't afford not to. But now I'm starting to sound like a salesman, so I'm going to stop. So folks, listen, for those of you that are coming on board, thank you very much. I also want to thank the group for inviting us on. Got to expose you to some AI. Reach out to us. And if we have your number, we will be contacting you momentarily. So thanks again for the time, guys. I really appreciate it. This is Eric wishing all of you, be safe out there and continued success to your trading. Thanks, guys.